Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, 8:40 on this Tuesday morning. This week is National Police Week. Next week is National EMS Week. And our first responders rely, obviously, on their hearing. It can be the difference between seconds lost and life saved, and yet daily exposure to sirens and alarms and all that emergency equipment does put first responders at significantly greater risk of hearing loss than the general workforce. Joining us right now, Vice President of Audiology at Hearing Life, Dr. Ryan Potter on the line with us right now. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you joining us. What do we know from the data about hearing loss among first responders?
Yeah, there's really an increased prevalence of hearing loss. I've seen so many patients who are first responders myself over the years, and you know, as many as 80% of long-term law enforcement, 40% of firefighters, 45% of EMS providers, they're suffering from hearing loss just due to that repeated noise exposure while at work.
And obviously, hearing is critical on the job for police and firefighters and EMS, isn't it?
So critical. I mean, anybody who's suffering from hearing loss, you know, they're struggling to hear conversations, they're missing details. And, you know, what happens is people really start working harder, trying to piece the conversation together. And that takes time. And oftentimes that's time that a first responder doesn't have when they're, you know, trying to do really critical work.
What are some of the signs of hearing loss that a first responder should be watching for?
Yeah, people will often tell me, you know, I hear people talking, but the conversation just doesn't sound clear. Or every time I get in a group or there's noise going on around me, I'm having a really hard time following the conversation. And, you know, all of that leads to just having to work really hard. And you know, maybe there's delays in responding, things like that, as someone's just trying to piece the conversation together.
Yeah. Mentioned that you're with Hearing Life. You're a clinician who still sees patients each week. How did you decide to dedicate your career to hearing care?
Yeah, so I think that's probably something that I share with a lot of first responders. I just wanted to do something to help people and improve their quality of life, and so I went down this path. And then for me, really, you know, probably my first year of practicing, I met a friend, and she had hearing loss for, you know, all of her adult life, kind of from her early 20s. And she tried to get treatment for it, and it was unsuccessful. And at the point I met her, she'd really just been living life with her hearing loss. And I was able to help her. And that really gave me an awesome perspective, and really made it my mission going forward to make sure that doesn't happen to people and they just really get high quality hearing care. And so that's my mission, and that's our mission at Hearing Life.
During this police week and EMS week next week, if there are first responders who are dealing with hearing loss, what are some of the options available to them?
Yeah, so I think for anyone, if you haven't had a test before or you're suspecting there's an issue, getting at baseline and, you know, just really seeing where you're at. At Hearing Life, we do offer complimentary baseline assessments for everyone. And then if treatment is recommended, you know, you need to go ahead and get that treatment. And hearing aids help with the hearing loss. And at Hearing Life, you know, part of our initiative of what we're doing to help make hearing care more accessible for first responders is we're offering a stackable on top of any other promotion, 10% discount for our first responders to recognize the work that they do and really support them in making sure that they're having the best hearing that they can to do their work.
So important for the work they do. Where can people get more information?
So you can go to hearinglife.com. There's a ton of information on there about hearing loss in general, but most importantly, you can access there to schedule an appointment to get an evaluation.
All right. Sounds good. Ryan, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you bet.